Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. We are at the Mishnah, six lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned to Iloy Nishmas Avram ben Ramoshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of yeshivas sukkah. So not the halachos of what constitutes a kosher sukkah, but rather the halachos of the mitzvah, the iraisa of basukas teshvu shivas yomim, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, arba esrei sudois chayev adam lachal basukah. A person is obligated to eat 14 sudois in a sukkah. Achas bayoim, one during the day, v'achas balayla, and one at night. There's 7 days of sukkahs. You have to eat two meals in a sukkah every day. 7 times 2 is 14. V'chamim mayim l'chachamim say, ein l'davar kitzvah. No, there's no share. Chutz, with the exception of Leila Yontav Rishon Shel Chag Vavad, the first night of Sukkot, then a person is obligated to eat a Suda. But with the exception of the first night of Sukkot, say the Chachamim, a person does not have to eat in a Sukkah. What does that mean? If you want to eat, you have to eat in a Sukkah, but you don't have to eat. And just to be clear, you're probably not going to fast for 7 days. That's not practical. But at the same time, not everything that a person eats has to be in a sukkah. So an achilas kva has to take place in a sukkah. But an achilas aroi, for example, does not have to be in a sukkah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person has to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. You don't have a choice. It's not like if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. You have an obligation to eat two meals every single day in a sukkah. According to the Chachamim, you have a chiyuv to eat one meal in a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. After that, if you eat an achilas kva, it has to be in a sukkah. If you choose not to eat an achilas kva, it's also good. Voidam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said another halacha. Mishal yachol leila yomtiv harishon. Someone that didn't eat the first night of sukkahs, yashlim beleila yomtiv haachrin shel chag. He should make up, meaning there's tashlumen for the meal that he missed. When should he be mashlim? Beleil shmini atzeres. That's a chiddush the Gemara is going to discuss. The Chachamim say, ein l'dava tashlumim. There's no tashlumim. Meaning, if you miss that first night meal, there's no way to make it up. V'al zeh nemar, and it's regarding this that the pasuk says, me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chesrein lo yuchal li'imanos. Sometimes in life, a person makes a mistake, and there's a way to fix it. Sometimes in life, you make a mistake, and you're going to have to live with the mistake that you made. Say the Chachamim that if somebody misses the meal the first night of Sukkot, al zeh nemar mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin v'chesroin lo yuchal li'imanos, there's no way for a person to make it up. It's interesting. The Mishnah, Masechtas Chagiga, it's in the first parak, Daftes Amar Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Ezel mu'uvas she'inu yuchal li'isakim. What's an example of a mu'uvas, of a mistake that somebody makes where there's no way for him to fix it? Says the Mishnah, Ze'aba la'erva. It's referring to someone that's born an erva, v'hoilid mimenu mamzer, and gave birth to a mamzer. This mamzer is going to always be a mamzer. So this is a mu'uvas, someone made a mistake, someone did an avera, and lo yuchal liskoin, there's no way to fix it. The Gemara in Chagiga Daftes Amar Beis brings a braisa that says, someone that misses Kriyashma, these are examples of Mu'uvas la yuchal liskoin. Our Mishnah in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph brings another example of a Mu'uvas she'ein yuchal liskoin, and that is according to the Chachamim, if somebody misses the first Suda of Sukkot, there's no way for him to make it up. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can make it up. When do you make it up? Beleil Shmini Atzeres. So we have two machloikas in between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. The first is, how many meals is a person obligated to eat on Sukkot? According to Rabbi Eliezer, 14. According to the Chachamim, 1. Just the first night of Sukkot. The second machloikas is, what happens if someone missed that meal the first night of Sukkot? Everyone agrees there's an obligation to eat that meal. Even the Chachamim that say 1, it's the first night of Sukkot. So what happens if a person misses it? According to Rabbi Eliezer, this tashlumen. You can make it up. Leil Shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkot anymore, but you can make it up. Beleil Shmini Atzeres. According to the Chachamim, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chesron lo yuchal limonos, there's no way to make it up. Zok to Gemara. My time in the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the Makartim Rabbi Eliezer? The first Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that says that a person's obligated to eat 14 meals on Sukkot, says the Gemara, Teishvu ke'ein teduru. The Makar is none other than the theme of the entire parak, and that is there's a halacha of teishvu ke'ein teduru, which means madira achas b'yem achas b'layla afsuka achas b'yem v'achas b'layla. A person on Sukkot is supposed to replace his house with his sukkah. And just like a person usually eats in his house two meals a day, achas bayoim v'achas balayla, so to on sukkah, a person has to eat two meals in a sukkah, achas bayoim v'achas balayla. V'rabbanon, what do the rabbanon hold? They agree with teishvu ke'in teduru. There's so many halachas that I learned out from teishvu ke'in teduru. Hol chedrochim p'tur min asukkah, because of teishvu ke'in teduru. Mitztayer potim min asukkah, because of teishvu ke'in teduru. So what are the chachamim then darshan in this context, meaning why don't they say teishvu kein teduru says that you have to eat 14 meals? So the Gemara says very simple, the Rabbanon hold kedira. It's true the sukkah has to be like a dira, but ma dira yibay ochli yibay lo yochel, af sukkanam yibay ochli yibay lo yochel. Does a person have to eat two meals every day? No, usually a person does, but let's say a person chooses not to, that's also okay. So it's true, your sukkah has to be like your house, which means if you eat, you have to eat inside your sukkah, but it doesn't mean you have an obligation to go out of your way to eat the two meals. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, teishvu kein teduru means you have to eat two meals a day in the sukkah. According to the Chachamim, teishvu kein teduru means that if you're going to eat two meals, that it should be in a sukkah. But if you decide not to eat two meals, that's also okay. Freit the Gemara, I hachi afilu leiter yontif rishay nami. If according to the Chachamim, teishvu kein teduru just means ibay yachl, ibay lo yachl, so why do you even have an obligation to eat one meal? And this next Gemara is one of the most important Gemaras in the entire Masech the Sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. So throughout Shas, you have Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, and sometimes you have Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. But here was Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. Nemar Kan Chamisha Asar. It says regarding the Yontif of Sukkis, Chamisha Asar. It's on the 15th day of Sukkis that you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. V'nemar, it says chamisha asa b'chag ha-matzis. On the 15th day of Nisan, there's an obligation to eat matzah. Ma lahalom laila rishon chayvo. Just like by Pesach, the 15th day of Nisan, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation for a person to eat matzah on that first night. But mikan ve'elach rishos. But afterwards, anything that happens is only a rishos. Afkan, so too, as it relates to Sukkis, laila rishon chayvo. The first night, there's an obligation to eat in a sukkah. Mikan ve'elach rishos. But what happens afterwards is only going to be a rishos. Says the Gemara v'hasimin al. How do you know that on Pesach there's an obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach? Amakra, the pasuk says be'erev toichlu matzahs. And we learn from there, kasev kavei chayvo. The pasuk said that you have no choice. You have an obligation to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So according to the Chachamim, Pasuk of Basukah's Teshvu Shivas Yomim means that if you want to eat, you have to eat in a sukkah. But it doesn't say you have to eat. Teshvu kein teduru. Just like in your house, sometimes you eat, sometimes you don't eat. Sometimes you eat in achilas kvas, sometimes you eat in achilas haroi. So too, when it comes to your sukkah, sometimes you could eat, sometimes you don't have to eat. It's really up to you. If you eat, it has to be in a sukkah. But there's another pasuk. There's a gzeirah shava. It says chamisha asar by Sukkis. It says chamisha asar by Pesach. And we have a gzeirah shava that compares Sukkis to Pesach. And just like Pesach, there's an obligation the first night of Pesach to eat matzah. So too, there's an obligation the first night of Sukkis to eat inside a sukkah. Now, isn't there an obligation to eat matzah 7 days of Pesach? No. There's an obligation to eat it the first night, be'erev toichlu matzahs. The rest of Yontif, if you are going to eat carbs, it better not be chametz. Then it has to be matzah. But at the same time, you don't have to eat matzah. So Sukkis is the same way. Just like there's a chi of the first night of Pesach, there's a chi of the first night of Sukkis. Just like there's no chi of the rest of Pesach, there's also no chi of the rest of Sukkis. Bottom line is, there's two dinim, there's two mechayvim. This is so critical understanding the basic yesoidus of Hilchas Sukkah, and that is, there's one pasuk of Basukkis Teish for Shivas Yamin, which means that if you eat, you have to eat in a sukkah. But it doesn't obligate you to eat. There's another pasuk, and that's independent. It's one of the Yud Gomor Midah Shatayr and Nidrashas Behen, Tezvav, Tezvav, maybe the most famous Gzeirah Shava in Shas. You have Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim, and you have Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa, where we learn Sukkis from Pesach. And this teaches me that just like on Pesach, there's a Chiyuv to eat that first night Pesach, so too on Sukkis, there's also a Chiyuv to eat that first night Sukkis. Rabbi Eliezer argued, Rabbi Eliezer said there's actually a Chiyuv to eat two meals every single day, nothing to do with Tezvav, Tezvav, simply because he held Teishvu Kein Teduru says that just like people usually eat two meals a day in their house, so to on Sukkis you have an obligation to eat two meals on Sukkis. We're going to get back to this later. Zokta Gemara, V'oid, Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said another halacha in the Mishnah. He said somebody that misses that first meal, he didn't eat that first night of Sukkis, so he has Tashlumin. You can make it up Beleil Shmini Atzeres. And the Chachamim say there's no Tashlumin. Says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Eliezer say that you can make up that first meal on Shmini Atzeres? Rabbi Eliezer said, Arba Esri Sudas Chayev Adam Lacha Basukkah. A person has to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. Achas Bayoim, Vachas Balayla. So if you have to eat the 14 meals in a sukkah, Leil Shmini Atzeres, you don't eat in a sukkah. So if you don't eat in a sukkah, how could that be Tashlumin? Meaning, if there's a chiyuv to eat 14 meals, so I hear maybe there would be a way to have Tashlumin even on Shmini Atzeres. But L'chura, what Rabbi Eliezer holds, is Basukkah is Teishvu Shivas Yomim. In a sukkah, you have to live for 7 days, which Rabbi Eliezer understands means you have to eat 2 meals a day inside a sukkah. So how could you make up the meal that you missed in the sukkah by sitting at your dining room table below Shmini Atzeres? If Shmini Atzeres you ate in a sukkah, it would be one thing. But you don't eat in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And again, this should not be confused with the idea that there is an Indian to sit in a sukkah below Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. That's related to Sveika D'Yoyma. That's a Gemara that we're going to learn later in the Masechta Yesuvi Yasfinon Bruchaloy Mevarchinon, different Minhagim and Klal Yisrael. That's a whole different conversation. We're talking about Klapei Shmaya Galya. We're talking about Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Sveika D'Yoyma, where it's Pasha, you don't sit inside a sukkah. So Sveika D'Yoyma, how could you have Tashlumin on a meal that you missed in a sukkah by sitting and eating Shmini Atzeres night in a sukkah? So the Gemara says, Amar Bira, Amar Rab Ami. Bira said in the name of Rab Ami, Chaza by Rab Eliezer. You have to say that really Rab Eliezer was Chaser. In other words, this whole Rab Eliezer that we thought holds, that a person has to eat 14 meals, really does not hold that you have to eat 14 meals. And the only meal that you have to eat is really that first night of Sukkot. And it's regarding that meal of the first night of Sukkot that the Chachamim say there's no Tashlumin if you miss it, whereas Rab Eliezer holds there is Tashlumin if you miss it. The truth is that this pshat that we just said in the Gemara's Teretz is an oversimplified pshat. Ayin bin Marsha, bin Marshal, there's a big discussion how to understand what the Gemara means when it says Chaza by Rabbi Eliezer, but we took a very simple route. Says the Gemara, Mashlam b'mayim, where Rabbi Eliezer said that if you want to be Mashlam b'leil Shmini Atzeres, you can make up the first Yontif meal that you missed. So how are you going to make it up? Ilem b'rifta doesn't mean you're going to sit down and break bread. Sum with the other kodachal. You're anyways eating bread. Meaning, it's Leil Shmini Atzeres. Leil Shmini Atzeres is Yontif. It's not Sukkot, but it's Yontif. And because it's Yontif, you're anyways eating a Suda. So the Chur, if you're going to eat a Suda b'Leil Shmini Atzeres, how is that going to be the makeup meal for the meal that you miss? That's a meal that you're anyways eating. So the Gemara says, Elamai Yashlim, Yashlim b'mine targima. What it means is you should eat mine targima. Rashi says dessert. Peirois, kisnin, kaflutais, mevushalais. At the end of the meal, you should bring out a special dessert, and that special dessert is going to serve as a tashlumen for the meal that you missed. Tanya namihachim, hishlum, mimita tagima, yatsav. Someone was mashal, mimita tagima, he's going to be yaitza. Zoktigmar, shal aputropis, shal agrifas hamelech, es rabbi yezer. The aputropis of agrifas hamelech. Agrifas hamelech was the last king in Jewish history. So the last king before Churban Bayis Sheni was Agrifas HaMelech. His apotropos, his butler, his right-hand man. He once asked Rabbi Eliezer the following question. Kegoy nani, somebody like me, she'eni rogo lachal elu suda achas bayayin. I only eat one meal a day. Ma'u she'eichal suda achas ve'epater. Isn't it okay if I only eat one meal? Or do I have to eat 2 meals? Now, based on the way we learned the Gemara previously, this must be before Rabbi Eliezer was Chayzer, and when Rabbi Eliezer held that really a person has to eat 2 meals, and this was the question that he asked. Maybe someone that usually eats 2 meals, Teishvu came to Dura, says he has to eat 2 meals. But he asked, what about someone like me? I always eat 1 meal. So maybe for me, 1 meal is going to be enough. So he told him, even though you only eat 1 meal, but you probably eat something, you eat appetizers, there must be something that you do eat. So why are you asking me such a question? If every day you figure out a way to be mechabed yourself with whatever food you need, so what, all of a sudden when it comes to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be soymech on the bare minimum, I mean, you're not going to do more than you have to do. In others, Rabbi Eliezer was telling him that you definitely should eat more than that 1 meal. He asked him another question. This is the butler of Agrifas HaMelech talking. Somebody like me, I have 2 wives, achas b'tferia, one in Tveria, achas b'tzibayri, and the other one's in Tzibayri. I have 2 sukkahs, achas b'tferia, achas b'tzibayri. Ma'u she'etim yisukkah l'sukkah ve'epater. So could I spend part of Yontif with one family in one sukkah, and the other part of Yontif with another family in another sukkah? He told him, no, meaning loy, metan lamed, metan aleph, shani oimer, because I hold kol hayyotzim misukkah lesukkah, someone that goes from one sukkah to another sukkah, bita mitzvah serishayna, he was mevato his mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person has to fulfill the entire yontif of sukkahs in one sukkah. The Gemara says, Tanya, in fact, this is a brice. A person's not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Rashi says this means two things. Number one day I'm going to eat in this sukkah, sleep in that sukkah. It's not okay. Even if a person says, today I'm going to spend the entire day, I'm going to eat and sleep in this sukkah, and then tomorrow I'm going to eat and sleep in the other sukkah. This is oichet nishkut. Rabbi Eliezer Shnita is, he can't be yoitza mitzvah sukkah in two sukkahs. It has to be one sukkah for everything that you do the entire yontif. Ve'ein oisin sukkah b'choyloy shal moed. Additionally, a person that didn't sit in a sukkah in the beginning of yontif, now it's chol moed, it's too late. You can't make a sukkah anymore because you missed out on the beginning of sukkahs, and it's one unit of 7 days, a very big chiddush. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And if that's the case, you can't be yoitzin with chomer. The chomer say yoitzin mitzvah sukkah. You could be yoitzin from one sukkah to another sukkah. Ve'oisin sukkah b'choyloy shal moed. Additionally, you're allowed to make a sukkah b'chol and shemayt. Everybody agrees that if you had a sukkah on yontif and then it fell on chol hamoed, then you certainly can rebuild it on chol hamoed. Says my time with Rebbe Eliezer. What's pshat in Rebbe Eliezer? The Rebbe Eliezer says that you can't build a sukkah on chol hamoed. Not just that, you have to be yotze with one sukkah. It has to be one sukkah of the entire yontif. Oh my God, the pasuk says chag sukkahs tasalach. And we learn shiva asniyamim. I say sukkah aruyah l'shiva. You have to make a sukkah for 7 days, and not just a sukkah that can stand for 7 days, but you have to fulfill the entire 7 days of sukkahs in one sukkah. Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? Hachi kamer rachman is what the pasuk means. I say sukkah b'chag. The pasuk means to say make a sukkah for the 7 days of yontif, and not necessarily that the sukkah has to be ruuyah for 7 days. The Brisa said, "V'shavin Rabbi Eliezer Chomim agree shem nafel that if the sukkah fell, shechayzer ubayna oisa b'chalal shemayt. You're allowed to rebuild another chalim. Faiting more pshita. Why would you think not that way? Meaning, it's the same sukkah. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? You build a sukkah, you have to be in that one sukkah for 7 days. Okay, I built it before yontif. I started like the medaktikin on my tzoy yom kippur, and I had my sukkah. Then it fell, so I'm just rebuilding it. Why would you think according to Rabbi Eliezer it's not okay? The Brisa needs a special line to tell me that everybody agrees that if the sukkah fell, you can rebuild it. So the Gemara says there's a chiddush. Because ma'adatem, I would have thought, hay achritihi. Maybe when you rebuild a sukkah, it's not considered the same sukkah that you originally built. That's the chiddush. The ain. L'shiva, kamash malon, that no, we look at it as if it is l'shiva. So just be the vayte. Tanya, Rebbe Lezer says, k'shem chayin adam yoytze, dechavas abiyant of rishon shal chag, b'lovi shal chaveiro, just like a person cannot be yoytze with his friend's lulav the first day of Sukkot. So this is a very brief sneak preview for the sugyas that are coming in the next perek lulav hagazel. But the basic halach of lulav hagazel is that on the first day of Sukkot, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of dalad minim with somebody else's dalad minim. Because the pasuk says ulokachnem lachem bayoyim harishoyin pri eitz hadar kapas tamarim, and we learn from there ulokachnem lachem mishel lachem. It has to be yours. Kach. So too, ain't other yoytzi dechayvasa b'sukkas shalchaver. A person can't be yoytzi the mitzvah of sukkah b'sukkas shalchaver. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, chag sukkas tasalacha shivas yamim mishalcha. So Rabbi Eliezer says, just like there's a din lochem when it comes to dal minim, there's a din lochem when it comes to sukkas. By dal minim, it says ulakachdem lochem b'yem arishan. By sukkah, it says chag sukkas tasalacha shivas yamim. Just like ulakachdem lochem b'yem arishan means mishalochem, you can't be yoytzi with somebody else's dal minim. So too, when it comes to chag sukkas, it has to be shalcha, your sukkah. You can't be yoytz with somebody else's sukkah. The chachamim say, even though it's true, the chachamim said that a person can't be yoytz with his friend's dalaminim, but you could be yoytz with somebody else's sukkah. The pasuk says, "Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos." Malamin, and we learn from this pasuk, "Shekol Yisrael ruyin leishev b'sukah achas." So this is a pasuk that the Gemara is going to darshan very much in tomorrow's daf. But for now, basukos teishvu shivas yomim. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos. And this basukos is written chaser. We know some are written chaser, some are written mole. This basukos is written chaser, as if to say, "Kol ezrach b'Yisrael, every single yid yeshvu basukos can sit in one sukkah." And because of the fact that every yid can sit in one sukkah, say the chachamim, that's a raya, that there's no din lochem when it comes to a sukkah. How so? Where do you see that? So there's a very important Rashi. Rashi says that where you see that is, the mashma sukkah achas l'chol Yisrael, sheyeshvu bazeh achas. It sounds like every yid can physically sit in the sukkah. Now, the efshir, it's impossible, Rashi says, sheyehe l'kulon. It's impossible that this sukkah should be so expensive that every single yid is going to have a shava pruta's worth of value in the sukkah. It's just not a possibility. Elamai, how is it possible for every single yid to be yoitza with the same sukkah? Must be it belongs to somebody or to a group of people, and everyone else is just going to be borrowing it. Now, if there's a din lochem when it comes to sukkah, then you shouldn't be able to be yoitza with somebody else's sukkah. So the Chachamim say, from the fact that every single yid can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with the same sukkah, that's a raya that there's no din lochem when it comes to the yontav of sukkah. So Rabbi Eliezer said, just like there's lochem when it comes to dalad minim, so too there's lochem by the mitzvah of sukkah. Lekachtem lochem v'yem arishayin, chag ha-sukkah stasa lecha. Chachamim say, lekachtem lochem v'yem arishayin, I agree. But chag ha-sukkah stasa lecha, I disagree with. Because we know for sure that every yid's able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with the same sukkah, because it says, kol ha-ezrach b'yisrael, every yid, yeshvu ba-sukkah is chaser, every yid can fulfill the mitzvah with one sukkah. There's no way that every yid has bailus in that sukkah, because having bailus would mean I own a shava pruta, and it's impossible for every single yid to own a shava pruta in the same sukkah. Elamai, there's no din lochem. So the Gemara says, if there's no din lochem, rabbanon hay lochem hay darshive. So what then do the rabbanon darshan from the word lochav? They don't darshan chag sukkah tassel lochav to tell me that there's a din lochem. So what do they do with the word lochav? Miboyle lamute gzula. It's telling me lamute gzula avul shula as it relates to shula ksiv kola ezrach. Meaning, if you borrow it, you didn't steal it, so then it's okay. Kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos, even b'sukkah achas. There's no din lochem, so you're allowed to borrow it from somebody else. That's not going to be a problem. What does lochem mean? Lochem is l'me'ute gzula. What do you need a pasuk l'me'ute gzula? Isn't it a mitzvah above aveira? So that was yesterday's right. But the point is l'me'ute gzula, that's what lochem is coming to teach us. According to Rabbi Eliezer, lochem is teaching me that it has to literally be yours. There's a din lochem. According to Chacham, it's just l'me'ute gzula. So the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hay kol ha-ezrach mayavad. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos? Again, the Chachamim used that pasuk to teach me that there's no din lochem when it comes to a sukkah. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that? Miboyle leger sheneskayer beintayin, v'katon sheneskadol beintayin. Rabbi Eliezer held on the top of the omid that you can't be yoitza the mitzvah of sukkah unless you use one sukkah for 7 days. You can't even build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. If you missed out the beginning of Yom Tov, it's too late. Fafal. It has to be a sukkah that you're going to be yoitza with all 7 days. So what happens if somebody becomes bar mitzvah on sukkahs? What happens if a ger is megayer on sukkahs? You would think maybe he can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah because he doesn't have 7 days. Because in the beginning of sukkahs, he wasn't a yid. In the beginning of sukkahs, he was a katan. So you would think maybe it's not okay. That's what kol ha-ezrach teaches me. The word kol, anyways, is l'rabbis that a gersh and a skyer and a katan and a skadal be in time. Talach is he is chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah rabbanon. How the rabbanon know that? So the Gemara says pasha. The rabbanon don't need a drasha for that because kivin she'amru oisin sukkah b'chol shomayi. Being the rabbanon old, then you're allowed to make a sukkah b'chol shomayi like it's the rechra. You do not need a pasuk to teach me this halacha. So the theme of the daf, a lot of gemaras and a lot of very important gemaras, but the theme up until this point was several machloikesin between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in Hilchas Sukkah. The first one was, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to eat 14 meals on sukkahs. Teshvu came to do means a person eats 2 meals a day. You have to eat 2 meals a day. 2 times 7, back of the envelope arithmetic, it's 14. A yid has no choice. He has to eat 14 meals on sukkahs. Chachamim say, no, 1 meal you have to eat. And that's not even because of Pasukah Teshvu Shivas Yom. Pasukah Teshvu Shivas Yom just means, if you eat, but 1 meal you do have to eat because of the Gzeira Shava. Chamisha Asa, more popularly known as Tezvav, Tezvav. So there's a Gzeira Shava that teaches me that just like the first night of Pesach, you have to eat a Gzayas Matzah, so to the first night of Sukkot, you have to sit down and you have to eat something inside your Sukkot. The second machlokes was, what happens if somebody forgets to eat, or for whatever reason, he did not eat that first meal? Is there Tashlumen or not? Rabbi Eliezer says there's Tashlumen, and you can make it up even Bishmini Atzeres. The Chachamim say that there's no tashlumen. V'alzeh nemar mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chisaren lo yuchal imanis. Rabbi Eliezer said another chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer said, ein yoitzen misukah l'sukah. Not just that, ve'ein oisen sukah b'chal l'shamay. A person has to fulfill his entire yontiv of sukkahs in one sukkah. You're not let it go from sukkah l'sukah, and if you didn't build a sukkah in the beginning of yontiv, hafalin. There's no way for you to make that up. We spoke about this earlier in the Masechta. He said that a flaw in Panam Yafas and Parshas Emor says that maybe Rabbi Eliezer's l'shitasa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the reason we sin in a sukkah is zecher la'anani akavid. the Anani HaKavod was one unit of Anani HaKavod. So for the 40 years that the Yidden had Anani HaKavod, they had the same Anani HaKavod. The Mela Rabbi Eliezer holds, just like the Yidden sat under one Anani HaKavod, so too when you sit in a sukkah, you have to sit in one sukkah. The Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkahs mamish, oh, if it's sukkahs mamish, just like the Yidden, every time they travel, they put up another sukkah, so it was always a different sukkah. So if it was always a different sukkah, there's no reason you can't fulfill your mitzvah in a different sukkah. But regardless, that's another very important machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Then the Gemara brought another machloikis, and that is there a din lochem on sukkah, or is there no din lochem by sukkah? Dalid minim ulakachtem lochem b'yem erishin. That's the major sugya in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. There's for sure a din lochem. What does lochem mean? That when you take dalid minim, it has to be yours. You can't steal it, that's pasha. But you can't even borrow it. It can't be somebody else's. It has to be yours. Lochem means you have to own it. Just like if you're makadash and isha, the ring that you give your wife has to be yours. There's a din lochem. You have to be the bailam. So too, when it comes to dalid minim, there's a din lochem. The question is, what about sukkah? Rabbi Eliezer said, kashem, just like there's a din lochem by dalid minim, so too there's a din lochem by sukkah. And by the way, it says, chagat sukkah's tasa lecha. That's the makar. Chachamim argue, the chachamim say, no. That's a real drasha. Chagat sukkah's tasa lecha zlam ute gzula, but there really is no din of lochem. So the theme of Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin is very much Rabbi Eliezer, specifically in the context of Hilchas Sukkah. So the Gemara is going to digress now a little bit, and the Gemara is going to mention some Divrei Agada, some anecdotes, all related to Rabbi Eliezer. So there's many Dafin and Chas that feature Rabbi Eliezer very, very prominently. This is one of them. Tanu Rabban, Maisa, there was a story of Rabbi Eloi. Shaholach lahakbo pnei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Belud. So Rabbi Eloi was a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, and he went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer in Lod. Rabbi Eliezer lived in Lod. And he went to visit him there. Biregel, it was on Yontif. Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer sees Rabbi Eloi, and this is the Baruch Haba that he gives Rabbi Eloi. He tells him, Eloi, ain't chamish, ain't shoivsei haregel? He stopped keeping Yontif. Who said I don't keep Yontif? Shai Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Mishabech, ani esat slonim. There's a silver lining in everything. And he said there's a silver lining in being lazy. Why? Because when someone's lazy, he doesn't like going anywhere. And at least, on Yontif, he's not going to leave his house. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, V'samachta ata uveisecha. And Rabbi Eliezer understood, V'samachta ata uveisecha means you have to be besimcha, but not just you, ata uveisecha, tzizamim mitan shtib, together with your family, together with your bnei bayis. And he held a person has to be together with his family on Yontif. Your mitzvah of V'samachta is ata. And if you leave your family for Yontif, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Eloi. He said, Eloi, eincha mishoifsei haregel? What, you stop keeping Yontif? He said, what do you mean? I'm not doing malacha. I'm going to sit there. He said, there's a halacha of a samach to ato veisach. But the Gemara says, Eini, is that true? It's true. A person is not allowed to leave his family for Yontif. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Minayin shechayi vadam alhaq b'plein Rabbi b'regel. How do you know a person has an obligation to be mekabel his Rebbe, to visit his Rebbe on Yontif? Shenema the Pasuk says, Madu atak lechasei levayayim, loi chedesh v'loi Shabbos. So the context over there was the Isha Hashunamis after her son died and she was going to Elisha for a bracha. Elisha ultimately didn't just give her a bracha, but he performed Tchiyas HaMesim, and her husband said, why are you going now to Elisha? It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. And we learn from there, Mechlal, the Chodesh v'Shabbos, Mechai v'Nish Lach Puleh Api Rabbi, that on Chodesh and Shabbos, a person would have an obligation. Now this Gemara is one of the Shver Gemaras of all time. How do you know that a person has an obligation to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel? Because you see, the Isha Shunamis, his husband said, it's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Meaning, on Chodesh and Shabbos, you have a Chiyav. Also, you have a Chiyav on Chodesh and Shabbos. The mele, you know, there's a chiyuv on regel. Chodesh and Shabbos is one thing, and regel is another thing. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is that Rabbi Yitzchak said chayiv adam lahakpil pnei rabbi b'regel. How does it stem with Rabbi Eliezer said that a person has a chiyuv a samachta ato veisecha, and so much so is Talmud. Rabbi Loi showed up and he told him, "Ein chamishayv say aregel." So the Gemara says, "Like Kasha, you have to say hada azav asi biyoyme, hada azav v'loy asi biyoyme." If you can go visit your Rebbe and it's going to be a day trip, you'll come back home at night so that you'll be with your family. Then it's a mitzvah. That's chayv adam lahakbul pnei rabbi biregel. But if a person is loy azav v'asi biyoyme, meaning it's not going to be possible for you to make it back that same day, then already it's going to be a problem. When we learn Masechtas Psachim, we spoke out an arichos, a very long raid bite from the Noida B'Yehuda and from the Shevet Sofer and some real geschmack raid as it relates to this Gemara. Ayin Sham, Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabban, another Brice. Maisa, there was a story by Rabbi Eliezer. Sheshavas Begalil HaElyon, Besukasa Shal Yoichan Rabbi Eloy. So he was spending Yontif in the Galil HaElyon and he was sitting in the Sukkah of Yoichan Rabbi Eloy. Bekisri, and this took place in Kisri. Some say Bekisariyon, Bekiyach Namal the Sukkah. And it became very hot in the Sukkah. Amaloy. So Yoichanan Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Eliezer, Mausha Ephrois, Oleo Sakin, can I take a sadin, a sheet, and can I spread it out by the sukkah? Because it was very, very hot. And yeah, the heat was bothering him. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to answer the question. Now, what was the question? So Rashi says the question was a shaila in Hilchas Shabbos, or in this case, in Hilchas Yontif. And that is, are you allowed to put a sadin on a ceiling? The tzad not is because you're being moisif on an oil. You're not allowed to erect an oil on Shabbos. That's a malacha. Over here, you're not erecting an oil. You're only being moisif on the oil. And by the way, it's biderech aroy. It's not even in a permanent way. So the question was, is it okay, mitzad hilcha Shabbos, for me to do this or not? Me, aser mishum moisif al oil aroy b'Shabbos? Oh, look, that was the question. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, "Ein l'cha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael shloi hemid mimenu shayfet." So this was his response. He said, "You should know, very interesting. There was no shevet in Klal Yisrael that didn't have the privilege of having a shayfet, one of the judges of Sefer Shayftim fame, come from them." Now, clearly, Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer the question. The Gemara later is going to discuss why Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer the question, but he was deflecting the question. Yicham b'chatzis sukkah, started getting a little hotter. So he told him again, "Mausha efres al esadin, can I do this?" He told him, "Ein l'cha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael." There wasn't a shevet in Klal Yisrael that didn't have the schos of having a navi come from its shevet. Not just that, shevet Yehuda ben Yamin, he made a malachin. Yehuda ben Yamin had malachin. Yehuda, that's Malchus based Davin, and ben Yamin, Shalom Melech, came from ben Yamin. And not just that, those malachim were appointed out by Nevi'im, through Nevi'im. Rashi says it was the Navi Shmuel. Shmuel appointed Shaul, and Shmuel appointed David. Again, he was deflecting the question. It's not getting really, really hot. It got literally to the feet of Rebbe Eliezer. So not al Yoichanan Sadin. So Yoichanan, who was hosting Rebbe Eliezer, took a Sadin, Ufires Oleo, and he spread it out on top of the Schach. Rebbe Eliezer saw that, he got upset. Hivshel Rebbe Eliezer Talisa Lachayrif, took off his talis, Vyotza, and he left. And the Gemara says, Leimib Neish, as it relates to Rebbe Eliezer, not wanting to answer the questions, why didn't he answer? He said, it's not because he was stam making galatzanas from him. Because Rabbi Eliezer had a rule, he had a policy, he never said something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And being that he had never heard from his Rebbe, what the halachas in this case, that's why he didn't want to answer. So Gemara asks a few questions. Someone, hey, how could Rabbi Eliezer have done this? Remember, Rabbi Eliezer said, in Yitzim Sukkah, the Sukkah? Sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is going now from one Sukkah to another Sukkah, right? He left the Sukkah. Where's he going to spend the rest of the Yontif? Sounds like in somebody else's Sukkah. I think Rabbi Eliezer holds you now to go Misukkah. So Gemara says, it was a different yontif, meaning it wasn't Sukkos. Rashi says, maybe it was Shavuos. Who said it was Sukkos? He was sitting in a Sukkah, it was nice weather. But it didn't happen on the yontif of Sukkos. The Shaila wasn't a Hilchas Sukkah Shaila. The Shaila was, is it Moisif on a Binyan? So who said this actually took place in a Sukkah? Because he was sitting in a Sukkah once upon a time. People sat in Sukkos. But this has nothing to do. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. Vehechni va'omar Rabbi Eliezer. Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say, Meshabeach ani asat slonim sheyotzim b'batein beregel? He said, I'm Meshabeach not slonim, the lazy people, they don't leave their house. Here Rabbi Eliezer is leaving his house. So the Gemara says, Shabbos Avoy. Maybe it wasn't yontif. Maybe it was really Shabbos. Incidentally, I saw the Achreinim ask a kasha from what we say in the Agadah Shal Pesach, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozman Azayev, Rabbi Akiva, right? They were all Mesubim b'Bnei Brak. Now, who lived in B'nai Brak? Rabbi Akiva lived in B'nai Brak. So it seems that this took place at the Leil HaSeder. Rabbi Eliezer was present, and again, Rabbi Eliezer is not Mishoif Seharegel. What happened to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita of Mishabeach Anias Atzlonim? But either way, but the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara says, V'tifshol Eimidi Dei, that L'chura is another source, L'chura, from where we should be able to be pushed at this question. Now we learn to the Mishnah, P'kakach Aloin, as it relates to the infamous P'kakach Aloin. So this came up a lot in Masechtes Shabbos and in Masechtes Erevin. So this is talking about the shutter of a window. So in the olden days, they didn't have window shades. You would have a window, and there was a shutter that you would put up against the window when you wanted to close it, and you would take it down when you wanted to take it down. And there was Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as it relates to putting the shutter on the window on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is as follows. Bisman shekosher, if it's tied, v'taloi, and it's hanging, meaning it's not physically on the ground, poikikin, in that case, it's going to be okay. V'imlav, and if not, ain't poikikim boy. It's not going to be okay. V'chachomim oymrim, and the chachomim say, ben kachu ben kach poikikim. Either way, it is going to be okay. The point is, this is machlokes with less chachomim already regarding a very similar shayla. The pekakach aloyin, you're being moisif on a binyan. That's the issue at hand. When you put the shutter on the window, it's a dover aroy, and still there's a discussion, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer seemed to have stated his position as it relates to the halacha of being moisif on a binyan b'derech aroy. So why all of a sudden, in our sugi, did Rabbi Eliezer not know what to say? And why didn't he know what to say? Because he said, Me'olam loy omar dover shaloy shama mipi rabbi. L'chure, he knew the halacha. Whatever the halacha is by the p'kaka chaloyim, that should be the halacha over here. So the Gemara says, it's different because hasam hu de mevatel. Aval hacha de loy mevatel loy. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer allows, in certain instances, to put the p'kaka chaloyim on top of the chaloyim, because when you put the p'kaka chaloyim, you plan on leaving it there for some amount of time. However, as it relates to the Sadin, being that you're not going to leave it there, so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer had a tzad that maybe it's actually more kuladig because you're anyways going to take it off, so it's not even considered being Moisef al Abinyan. The bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer didn't ever hear what the halacha was from any of his rabbeim. P'kaka chaloyin, he had a Messiah on. To put this Sadin up, he did not have a Messiah on. Are they similar? Awfully similar, but they're not the same, and because they're not the same, therefore Rabbi Eliezer did not want to opine, because Rabbi Eliezer had a rule, Shaloi Omar Dova Shaloi Shama Mipi Rabbi Loilam. So we're going to stop, not abruptly, this is already tomorrow's daf, before some real, real geshmak agada to Gemara. So tomorrow's daf from Yetz Hashem is going to be a lot lighter. It's going to be hashtag Divrei Agada. But as it relates to today's daf, two ha'aras. One very, very short ha'ara, and the other one a little more foundational as it relates to the laws of yeshiva sukkah. So we'll say the short ha'ara first. So Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Arba esrei sudois chayev adam lechol basukkah, achas bayoyim v'achas balayla. V'chachomim oymerim, the chachomim said, Ein ledover kitzva, chutz mileyle yontev rishon shel chag. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person has an obligation to eat 14 sudois on sukkahs. According to the Chachamim, a person only has to eat a suda the first night of sukkahs. What's the hezber and the machloikis? Rabbi Eliezer holds teishvul kain tadura. A person usually eats 2 meals a day, so maybe you have to eat 2 meals in your sukkah. The Chachamim holds teishvul kain tadura just means if you eat, you have to eat in a sukkah, but it doesn't obligate you to eat. So why do you even have to eat 1 meal? Because we have gzeira shava, tesvav, tesvav from matzah. And just like a matzah, Pesach, you have an obligation to eat a kazayis matzah, so too on sukkahs, you have an obligation to eat on that first night of sukkahs. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Chavtes, that's in Hilchis Yontif, it's Dinei Simchas Yontif, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of Yontif. And in Sivkot and Aleph, the Mechaber says as follows, Mitzvahs Yontif Lechalkoi, Chetzi Lebeis Medrash, Vechetzi Lechila Veshtei. A person has an obligation to take lechem mishnah, just like in Shabbos is lechem mishnah, and Yontif is also lechem mishnah. And to eat every suda on wine, you have to have wine by every meal. And you have to wear Shabbos clothing on Yontif, but the truth is, it's supposed to be even nicer than Shabbos clothing. So you have your weekday clothing, you have your Shabbos clothing, and then you have even your Yontif clothing. And then the Mechaber says, V'loi nagu lasis by suda shlishes. The meaning is not to eat shalosh sudais on Yontif. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the makar to that? What's the makar to this? It's a minig. But what's the makar to the minig? Kein mashma, says the Magen Avraham, besuka perik beiz davchov zayin amir aleph. The ein chayiv lechol, Elish de sudais. Says the Magen Avraham, Azois mashma, davchov zayin amen aleph in the sech de sukkah. What does he mean? He means Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a chiddush. Teichful king to do, it teaches me that a person has to eat 2 meals every single day of Yontif. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you tally up the amount of meals a person needs to eat on Yontif, it's 14 meals. Achas bayoim, v'achas balayt. Freak the Magen Avraham, why is it only 14 meals? It should be 15 meals. Not 14 meals, it should be 15 meals. L'chura, because you have to eat shalosh sudais. Of the 7 days, you can have 1 day yontif. The other days are going to be chol hamoed, but it's going to be 1 day yontif. And on the 1 day yontif, you should have to eat shalosh sudais. So says the Magen Avraham that from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer said it's 14 meals and he didn't say 15 meals, that's a raya that v'lo nagu lasis by suda shlishes, that there's no chiyuv shalosh sudais on yontif. Then at the very end, the Magen Avraham says, "Umikol makim." However, kinshachol yontif b'Shabbes. If yontif falls out on Shabbos, ain't lismaychaza. Meaning, this minig that the Mechaber said, that's on Yontif. But if Yontif falls out on Shabbos, then Avada, you have to eat Shalosh Shudas. And the reason you have to eat Shalosh Shudas is not Mitzad Yontif, but the reason now you're going to have to eat Shalosh Shudas is going to be Mitzad Shabbos. So the Shaar HaMelech, in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Sukkah, he's matmi on the Magen Avram. He says he doesn't understand the beginning of the Magen Avram to the end of the Magen Avram. Magen Avram said, you know what the makar to the minig not to eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif is? Because it's Yudalit Sudos. And if there's a Chiv Shalosh Shudas, it should be Tesvav Sudos. If that's the case, then you have a makar that you should never eat Shalosh Shudas on Sukkot. Not if Yontif falls down on Shabbos, not even on Chol HaMoed. Sukkot Shacholias B'Shabbos. Why? Because 7 days of Sukkot means there's going to be one day Shabbos. And on the one day Shabbos, you're vaitig going to have a chiyuv to eat Shalosh Shudas. So Mamona Shachet should have to be 15. So Frank the Shaar HaMelech, I don't understand. If your kash is gerecht, what happened to the 15th Suda? Why? Because of Shalosh Shudas. Then how are you answering the question by saying that there's no chiyuv to eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif? It's very nice there's no chiyuv to eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif. But there's for sure a chiyuv to eat Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham himself said it. He said, meaning then for sure there is a chiyuv. That's what he means. So if there's a chiyuv, then Mamonav Shach, al Shabbos there's a chiyuv anyways. So how did the Magen Avraham prove anything from the fact that the Mishnah said 14 and not 15? Mamonav Shach, you have a kasha of 15. Because even if you accept the hanocha that the Magen Avraham wants, even if you accept this minig of the Shulchan Aruch, not to eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif, but what happened to Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? And you're vaiting going to have the kasha that there's always going to be a Shabbos over the course of Sukkot, and if there's going to be a Shabbos over the course of Sukkot, it's anyways going to be 15. It's not going to be 14. That's the Shaar HaMelech's kasha. This is a whole discussion that we're not going to go into. This is the short ha'ara. But just one punchline that I saw, and that is in the Sefer in the Tzaytzayar from Rav Ruvein Margolis. So he doesn't quote the Magen Avraham, and he doesn't quote the Shaar HaMelech, but he says as follows. He says, Rav Eliezer said, Yodalut Sudais. So he says, V'yitochen, it's mistaber, that when Rav Eliezer said 14 meals, he meant in addition to the first meal. Meaning, the first meal, even the Chachamim hold you have to eat, because it's a Gzeirah Shava. Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa. Tesvav, Tesvav. What Rabbi Eliezer was being mechadish was that in addition to that first meal, you have to eat another 14 meals. Says Reuven Margolis, if that's the case, really what Rabbi Eliezer holds is you have to eat 15 meals. He says, oh, if Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to eat 15 meals, it's very miyoshiv. What happened to Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? Forget about Shalosh Shudas on Yontif. But what happened to Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? One of the 7 days of Shabbos. So what happened to Shalosh Shudas? The Teretz is really Rabbi Eliezer holds 15 meals, not just 14 meals. Ah, he said 14. He meant 14 in addition. Meaning, Chachamim hold of one meal. This is Gzeir Shavah, Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa. Kumtz again, Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that in addition to that one meal, there's going to be another 14 meals. But here's the punch. I think it's very, very meduyik that way. This is not just a hunch. I think it's very meduyik that way because Rabbi Eliezer said, Achas Bayoim v'achas Balaylo. Frank Rabbi Reuven Margolis, not Achas Bayoim, Achas Balaylo. It's really Achas Balaylo v'achas Bayoim. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say Achas Bayoim v'achas Balaylo? The first meal you eat at night. The first meal you don't eat during the day. He says, Gevaldi, because he wasn't discussing that first meal. That first meal we're not talking about. That even the Chachamim hold. He's discussing an additional 14 meals. The additional 14 meals, the first meal is by day. It's Achas Bayoim, V'achas Balaylo. That's the Cheshmin. So says Reuven Margolis, maybe that's the Teretz to the Kashu of the Shaar HaMelech, the Diyuk of the Magen Avraham, that Avadah is a Chiyuv Shalosh Shudas when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Aye, if that's the case, why is it 14 meals? Shouldn't it be 15 meals? It is 15 meals. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say 14? He meant 14 in addition to the one that the Chachamim agree with. V'horaya, Achas Bayoim, V'achas Balaylo, not Achas Balaylo, V'achas Bayoim. That's the shorter Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is we mentioned when we went through the Gemara that Sukkot Daf Chav Zayin has one of the most important Gemaras in Masechta Sukkah in it. Underrated. And that is Amar Rab Yoichan Amishum Rab Shimon Ben Yehoit Tzadik. Even though the Chachamim hold that Sukkah is really an optional mitzvah, if you do something that you would ordinarily do in your house, you have to do it in your Sukkah. But if you decide to go on some minor starvation over the course of Sukkah, is I'm only eating an Achilas Aroi, technically speaking, that's something you can do, and you will not violate the mitzvah of Sukkah, with the exception of the first night of Sukkah. The first night of Sukkah, a person is chayiv to eat in the sukkah. What's the makar? Nemar kan chamisha asa. It says regarding the yontif of sukkahs, dabrel bnei Yisrael b'chamisha asa yoyim lachoydesh hashvi azeh chagas sukkos. V'nemar chamisha asa b'chagamatzos. And it says regarding the yontif of Pesach b'chamisha asa yoyim lachoydesh azeh chagamatzos l'Hashem shnivas yom ematzos techilam. Malah halalayla rishon choyva. Just like when it comes to Pesach, the first night of Pesach is a choyva mikam ve'elach rishos. Everything afterwards is a rishos. Afkan so too when it comes to sukkahs, laila rishon choyva. The first night is a choyva. Mikam ve'elach rishos, everything else is going to be a rishos. Needless to say, this memra of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Sukkah. It's very much halacha l'maisa. It's in Siman Tov Reish Lametes Siv Katan Gimel. The Mechaber says as follows: Achilu b'sukkah b'leil yontif harishon chayv. Eating in a sukkah, the first night sukkahs, is an obligation. Afilu ochal kizayis pas yotzi yudei chayvasa. And how much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kizayis. Now, just to speak out, this is a little bit of a chiddush. Because what's the shear of achilas kva in a sukkah? So we saw the Gemara yesterday. It's either a beya or a little more than a beya, two or three eggs. It's certainly more than a zayis. Stating that as it relates to this chiv, how much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kezayis. Why? L'chur, it should have to be a yeshiva sukkah. It should have to be more than a kezayis. The teretz is simple, because what's the makar? It's a gzeira shavah from matzah. How much matzah do you have to eat? That's easy. That's a kezayis. So too, this mitzvah to eat in a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, even though we're dealing with yeshiva sukkah, and yeshiva sukkah, usually the shear is more than a kezayis, even more than a beya. But at the same time, being that it's learned out from matzah, the chiyuv that's learned out from tesvav, is only a kezayis. Mikan ve'elach, says the Shulchan Aruch, after the first kezayis, rishos, rotza lechem suda, soyed, besukkah, rotza ena yoichel, but if you want, you don't have to, kol zayin, elo peiris, v'klayis, chutz, it's literally like achilas matzah b'pesach. Meaning, if you want, you could do whatever you want to do. Then the Ramah says that being that the makar again to this halacha of eating a kezayis the first night of sukkahs is learnt out from matzah. So there's other halachos that mirror the laws of matzah. Says the Ramah, we'll just mention two. Number one, v'yoychal koydem chatzos laila. So everybody knows you have to eat matzah before chatzos. Afi koyim before chatzos. But the first kezayis matzah, for sure you have to eat before chatzos. So you have to eat the kezayis matzah before chatzos. Just like matzah you have to eat before chatzos, the first night of sukkahs, you have to eat before chatzos as well. Says the Rama another halach. V'lo yoichal b'yoyim mechatzos ve'elach kidei sheyoichal b'sukkah l'teyavu. Just like arvei psochem somech l'mincha l'yoichal adam matzah techshach. Right. Maybe the most famous line in any Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah of Arvei Pesachim. What does that mean? Erev Pesach, Samal Chamin, you have to stop eating. Why? Because you have to eat matzah l'teyavin. So too, you have the same exact halacha the first night sukkahs. A person, Erev, sukkahs, Samal Chamincha, to Mefurish Ramah. So when it comes that first night sukkahs, you're going to eat l'teyavin. Just like you have to make sure Pesach eat l'teyavin, so too here you have Dum Yad Achilas Matzah, says the Ramah. This is mamish like Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah has to be before chatzos. You have to make sure you eat before chatzos. Just like achilas matzah has to be l'teyavoyim, and as a result, the halach is so arvei psochem samuch l'mincha l'yoychal adam atcha techshach. So too, when it comes to eating your kezayis the first night of sukkahs, you're going to have the same exact halach. I'm skipping a little bit to siv katan hay. Then the Rama says a chiddush that was marish olamos. The mechaber in siv katan hay discusses the halach of mitzvah potim and asukkah. Yarduk shaman, if it's raining on sukkahs, I raise a nichnas l'teich habayis. So you leave the sukkah, you go into your house. Meimis ha'mutal l'fanois, at what point is it considered raining? So the mechaber discusses what the shear of rain is. Says the Rama, v'chol zeh davka b'shar yomim oylei lo'ishal sukkahs. This is all true the rest of Yontif. Aval aylo harishoino, but as it relates to the first night of Yontif, tzarech lechol kezayis b'sukkah afim gishomim yardim. A person has to eat a kezayis even if it's raining. Meaning the halacha of mitztayer potim and asukkah is true the rest of sukkahs. With there's no obligation to you to eat. It's just if you're going to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. Where the mechayiv is teishvu ke'en teduru. So if you're mitztayer, there's no teishvu ke'en teduru. Therefore, you're going to be potter. But the first night of sukkahs, there's a special chiyuv to eat a kezayis Just like there is a special chiyuv to eat a kizayis the first night of Pesach. Be'erev toichlu matzis, chamisha asar teaches me. You have to eat a kizayis the first night of Sukkot as well. And that has nothing to do with teshvut kein teduru. It's not bound by the laws of teshvut kein teduru. So mitzdayer's potem in Sukkot, where we're dealing with a teshvut kein teduru. But this is a different mechayev. It's a different obligation. It's chamisha asar, it's tezvav, tezvav. So that even though you're a mitzdayer, and ordinarily mitzdayer's potem in Sukkot, says the Ramah, over here, if you mitzdayer, you're going to be chayiv besukkah. Now, the truth is, not everybody agrees with this. This is a machlokes rishonim. The Ramah brings it b'shem the Tur and the Ran and the Rosh, but really, it's a big machlokes rishonim. And because it's machlokes rishonim, this creates for a situation if it's really, really raining the first night of Sukkot. Why? Because let's say it's raining the first night of Sukkot. So you say, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to make kiddush, I'll wash, and I'll eat my kizayis. I don't have to eat the whole meal, but I'm going to eat my kizayis, the minimum obligation, in the sukkah. That's something I'm going to do. But say there, it's a mefurish Ramah. What happens if it stops raining? Now you may have an obligation to go back into the sukkah and eat again. Because according to the shittas that hold, that you do have mitzdar potim and asukkah, even for that first kizayis, so it comes out you weren't yoytzer the mitzvah, but I have a chiyuv mitzvah, so maybe now I would have to go in. So this can become a lot of fun, and it can get confusing, but the bottom line is, here's the yisoid. The yisoid is basukas teshvu shivas yamim. That's one chiyuv. That's teshvu kein to do. Anything that I would do in my house, I would do in a sukkah. If I somehow, I'm not going to sleep and I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'll do everything but derech haroi. I'm not going to talk, I'm not going to learn, I'm not going to schmooze, I'm not going to battle. Chti gunish I am. I figure if maybe gives a chaneitza, hey, you're not going to have to walk into a sukkah, theoretically. But there's another chiyuv, and that is chamisha asar, tesvav, tesvav. A yid has to eat a kizayis the first night of sukkahs inside a sukkah. Just like you have a chiyuv to eat a kizayis matzah b'leil Pesach, so too you have a chiyuv to eat a kizayis in your sukkah the first night. But everything we just said is as it relates to halacha. But in lamdas, there's a fundamental difference between the chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach and the chiyuv to eat a kizayis inside a sukkah the first night of Sukkot. And for this lamdas, we just have to take a tiny step backwards. We know there's a machloikis in Shas. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Rosh Hashanah chafches, v'oid mekoymois. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. The Rambam paskins, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. But there's one place in the Yad Chazaka that he paskins, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And that's in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says that if somebody was forced to eat matzah, even if he never had kavanah to be yoytzah the mitzvah of matzah, the halacha is he's going to be yoytzah. Kafoy v'achol matzah, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, the Rambam paskins yoytzah. So the Rambam shita is that mitzvahs tzricha is kavanah, but when it comes to achilas matzah, the Rambam says you can be yoytzah the mitzvah of matzah even without having kavanah. And the Ran in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah in the sugyas of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah asks the kasha. L'chur, we have a stiras Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, and on the other hand, the Rambam said that when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, over there the halach is that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. And the Ran says that you have to say that the Rambam was mechalik between mitzvahs achila and between shar mitzvahs. When it comes to achila, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. When it comes to other mitzvahs, then the halach is going to be mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. And the truth is that this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Siman Samach, we mention this very, very often, in Hilchas Kriyashma, says the Mechabers have gotten dalet. Yesh oimrim she'ein mitzvahs tzrichas kavan, v'yesh oimrim she'tzrichas kavan lotzeis ba'asiyas oisem mitzvah b'chein halach. So the Mechaber says, some hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan, some hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. And the way that Poskim understand it is V'chein Halacha is referring to the second Yesh Omer. V'chein Halacha, that mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. Stating that, the Mechaber in Hilchis Pesach, in Simit Tofai and Aleph says, Achal matzah b'loi kavan. If someone would eat matzah without kavan, it could go in Shonsu, Nachrim, or list in Lechol, Yotzma Yedei Vasai. He would be Yotzma Yedei. So in Simit Samach, generally speaking, says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah tzrichas kavan. And at Simit Tofai and in Hilchis Matzah, via the Mechaber Paskins, that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. So the Bir Halacha in Simit Samach already makes the comment. When the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, mitzvah tzrichas kavan, Vida, the kol zehu b'shar mitzvahs. This is all true for all other mitzvahs. Alv mitzvah hatoli ba'achila. But a mitzvah that's toli in achila, could go in kizayis matzah b'pesach, like the kizayis matzah in Pesach, v'hu adin achilas kizayis b'sukkah b'layla harishayna. And so too, for the first kizayis b'layla harishayna, tasa shulchan aruch, the kamam b'sim etofayin hesef dalin, the yotze b'diyevet afilu im loy kivin. So the Bir Halacha makes the comment in Hilchos Kriyishma, which is the primary source for the laws of mitzvah shrichas kamana. After the Mechaber says mitzvah shrichas kamana, says the Bir Halacha, the Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, that v'day, you should know, this is only true for sharei mitzvahs. But when it comes to mitzvahs achila, for example, achilas matzah, or eating a kizayis the first night of Sukkot, over there, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Tafa Ayin Hesef Katan Dal, the Mechaber that we spoke at, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is, that over there the Halacha is going to be mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. But stating that in Brisk, they say over that Reb Chaim had sich gedingen with this Bir Halacha. Reb Chaim didn't agree with the Bir Halacha. Reb Chaim said that it's true, the Rambam says, that when it comes to achilas matzah, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. But when it comes to eating the first night of Sukkot, that one kizayis, there the Halacha is going to be mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And Reb Chaim explained the lamdas. He said, what's pshat in the Ran? The Ran says that the Rambam Shita is mitzvah srichas kavana. But when it comes to mitzvah achila, over there, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So said Reb Chaim, the lamdas is as follows. The manda omer that holds mitzvah srichas kavana, we spoke about this recently, holds that in order for a mitzvah to be considered a mitzvah, it's not enough that you do the maisa ha-mitzvah. You have to have kavana to do a mitzvah as well. Meaning, the mitzvah is made up of two components. There's the maisa ha-mitzvah, and then there's the kavana, the mindset that I have as I'm doing the mitzvah. Said Reb Chaim, if a person would do a mitzvah, and he wouldn't have in mind that he's doing a mitzvah, he's a misasek ba'almo. So what's a misasek? Misasek is a hilchos Shabbos term. A person could do chil Shabbos b'mezid, you could do chil Shabbos b'shoigig, you can do chil Shabbos b'oynes, you could do chil Shabbos as an oynes. Chil Shabbos b'mezid is where hinani muchan amzum and the person Rachman al-Islam wants to be mechal Shabbos. What does it mean to do it b'oynes? Person did it at gunpoint. What does b'shoigig mean? B'shoigig means he didn't know what he was doing was aser. He thought it was Friday. He didn't realize it's Shabbos. What does it mean you're a misasik? I thought I was doing one thing, and it turned out I was doing something else. I know it's Shabbos. I know I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But I thought I was just lifting my hand. And it turns out I flicked the light switch. And the switch went on. I thought I was bending down to pick up a knife off the ground. And it turns out I ripped some shrubs out of the ground. Turns out I was Koitzer. I was violated one of the Lamatas Malachas. I never even had in mind to do what I was doing. If a person doesn't have a mind to do what he's doing, he's a Misasik Ba'alma. A Misasik is garnished in Hilcha Shabbos. If someone is Mechal Shabbos b'mezid, gewalt. If someone's Mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he has to bring a karmen chattas. Oynes, the Torah has rachmanos on him. Oynes rachmano patre, rachmano hu dechassala. Misasik is nothing. For a maisa to be considered a maisa, the person at the very least has to have a mind to do what he's doing. Reb Chaim said if a person does a mitzvah and he doesn't even have in mind that he's doing a mitzvah, so it's not a mitzvah. It's a misasik ba'alma. It's like a person who didn't have a mind to do a maisa chil Shabbos. He had a mind to lift his hand and by mistake, oops, he hit a light switch. He wasn't a shoygig. He wasn't an oynis. He wasn't amazing. He was picking up his hand and it just so happens that he ended up being Mechal Shabbos. You heard Kiyah Shaifer. You got lucky. It just so happens. It was Rosh Hashanah. If you didn't have kavana, then you're a misasik ba'alma. A maisa mitzvah is a certain type of maisa. And if I didn't have a mind to do a mitzvah, it's as if I didn't even have a mind to do this maisa. It's a misasik ba'alma. So here's the punchline. Said Reb Chaim, we know that Allah is misasik, is nishkai maisa, with two exceptions. Misasik b'chalovim u b'arayo is chayev. When it comes to achila and when it comes to arayas, there's no ptura misasik. If a person eats something he's not allowed to eat, he ate chaylev, even if he was a misasik, he has to bring a karmen chatas. Misasik b'chalovim is going to be chayev. So said Reb Chaim, the whole yisoid of mitzvah srichas kavana is because if you don't have kavana, you're a misasik ba'alma. If I didn't realize I'm doing a mitzvah, It's not a mitzvah. You have to, at the very least, know you're doing a mitzvah in order for it to be. If I thought I was doing a ma'isa chol and it turned out I did a ma'isa mitzvah, and that's like the person who thought he's picking up a knife and he ripped something out of the ground. He's a misasik ba'alma. So that's all true wherever there's a p'tor of misasik. But when it comes to achila, we're misasik b'chalav and schayiv. That means there's no shulchan aruch a misasik when it comes to achila. So just like misasik b'chalav and mischayiv, so too, when it comes to mitzvah srichas kavana, if a person would eat an achila's mitzvah without having kavana, the halacha would be mitzvah saint srichas kavana. Why? Because the whole mitzvah srichas kavana comes from the concept of misasik. This is so foundational. It comes from misasik, and by achilas nidokai misasik. So because there's no misasik, that's why the Rambam holds that when it comes to all mitzvahs, mitzvah srichas kavana. Because if I don't have kavana, I'm misasik ba'alma. But when it comes to mitzvahs achilas matzah, so over there misasik bechalavim schayim, and therefore the Rambam passing kavav achal matzah, you're going to be yotze because mitzvah saint srichas kavana. So said Rab Chaim, lefizeh yesh loimar, that the only time this is going to be true is by achilas matzah. But when it comes to eating the kezayis, belayla rishayna on pes and sukkis, you're not going to have the halacha of mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Why? He said, because on Pesach, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is S. The mitzvah is eat a kezayis, a matzah. The achilo is the gufa mitzvah. On sukkis, what's the mitzvah? Eat. There's no mitzvah to eat. The mitzvah, said Reb Chaim, is basukkis teishvu shivaz yamin. In order to be mekayim asukkis teishvu shivaz yamin, you have to be koveya yourself in a sukkah. The way you're being koveya yourself in the sukkah is by eating. The achil is not the gufa mitzvah. The achil is the way that you're mekayim the gufa mitzvah. But what is the gufa mitzvah? The gufa mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. If the gufa mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, for that, there's no halacha mesasik b'chalav m'chayev. When it comes to mitzvahs achila, so there's no halacha mesasik. Al zeh nemar mesasik b'chalav m'chayev. But when it comes to eating in a sukkah b'leil sukkis, even though it's true the way you're mekayim the mitzvah is by eating, but the achila is just the hechitimtza for you to be to the point where you are kaveya in the sukkah. But the kiyum mitzvah is basukis teishvu shivas yomim, which has nothing to do with achila. It has to do with yeshiva sukkah. The fact that I'm settled, vayeshev yakub eretz megurei yovim, I'm settled, I'm kaveya in the sukkah. The way I'm kaveya is through achila. The achila is just the medium, it's the vehicle, it's the hechatimtza. But it's not the gufa mitzvah. So if the gufa mitzvah would be achila, you're right, mesasik b'chalav mischayiv, so you wouldn't have the pador mesasik. But where the kufa mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, so then already the halach is going to be, you're not going to have mesasik. So the Bir Halach said that just like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, b'shita seramam, now when it comes to kufa v'achal matzah, the halach is, you're going to be yotzah, because even though mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but when it comes to matzah, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Why? Because it's achila. So who adin? Said the Bir Halach, achilas kezayis besukkah belayla harishoyna. But Reb Chaim Brisker said no. Reb Chaim Brisker said it's dafka by matzah with the gufa mitzvahs the achilas matzah. But by sukkah with the gufa mitzvahs basukkah stage for shivas yomim. Grada, the way you and mekayim it is through achila. But the achila is like the grada. It's the punkt. It's the vehicle. It's the chetimtza to get you to basukkah stage for shivas yomim. Oh, but sinit the gufa mitzvah. So over there you don't have the halacha masasik bechalovim. And it's for that reason over there everyone's going to hold. You have to have kavana the first night of sukkah. You know, Rabbi Chaper Kler de Shaila, he said, what would be if a person, the first night of Sukkot, steals a challah? And he eats a kezayis of it. Could he be yoitza his chiyuv tezvav tezvav, the chiyuv that a person has to eat a kezayis the first night of Sukkot? So you've heard of a matzah gzula, you've heard of a lulavah gazel. We spoke yesterday about a sukkah gezula. What about a challah gezula? A person ganved a challah. He mamish ganved a little bit of food for that first meal, and he's sitting down. He said, would it be a mitzvah baba aveira? Would it be a problem? Or would it not be a mitzvah baba aveira? So Rabbi Baruch Ber said, it's ganz yitachin that it wouldn't be mitzvah baba aveira. He said, why? He said, because what's the cheftza shel mitzvah when a person eats that first kezayis on the first night of Sukkot? The cheftza shel mitzvah is the sukkah. The chavtzin shel mitzvah is not the bread. It's like the Lomdus was saying from Reb Chaim. The bread is just the hechetimtza of how I'm being mekayim my mitzvah besukas teish v'shivas yomim. But the gufa mitzvah is not the bread. The gufa mitzvah is the sukkah. So if the gufa mitzvah is the sukkah, so on a sukkah gzula, oh, then you have toishas kashut, aftes, the mechas chinuch shin chafei, isra say, mitzvah say, all that rain. But that's only when the mitzvah itself The chefza of the mitzvah, the thing I mean yoitz in the mitzvah with his gezula, then yeah, mitzvah baba aveira. But Baruch Ber said that if the challah would be gezula that first night of Sukkot, so over there the challah is not the chefza of the mitzvah, the challah is just the echetimtza of how I'm going to be mekayim my mitzvah with the sukkah. But it's the sukkah that's the chefza shal mitzvah. The only time you have mitzvah baba aveira, Baruch Ber said, is when the chefza shal mitzvah is the aveira. But if the chefza shal mitzvah is not the aveira, Rabbi Baruch Ber was mechadish, there's no mitzvah baba aveira. So Rabbi Baruch Ber said, and luchura, this is totally in Rabbi Baruch Ber's Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim's lamdis, that the mitzvah over here is not the gufa achila. The mitzvah over here is the sukkah. It's pashit. It's the basukah stage for shivas yamim. The point is that there is a gzeira shava tesvav tesvav, which again is critical just from the gemara perspective, the Daf Yomi perspective, the Halacha L'Maisa perspective, in terms of understanding the differences between the first night of Sukkot and the rest of Sukkot. And again, just to be clear, this is a new din, it's a new mechayev. The whole Yontif, it's Basukah Seish Rishivas Yomim, and the first night of Sukkot, it's Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. It's learned out from Matzah Gar, and Yamamish, you have the whole Shulchan Aruch of Matzah. You have to eat it before the Chatzos, and you have to eat it L'Teyovin, right? There's a Halacha of Arvei Psachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yoichel Adam Achatechshach, Arvei Sukkot Samach L'Mincha L'Yoichel Adam Achatechshach. And you have no halacha. The Ramah says a mitzvah potem and a sukkah. So the laws of the first night of Sukkot very much mirror the laws of the first night of Pesach. But alumnus, Reb Chaim Briske said, is very, very different. Very different alumnus. The first night of Pesach, you have a chiyuv to eat a kezayis matzah. The achilas matzah is the gufa mitzvah. But when it comes to the chiyuv that you have to eat a kezayis the first night of Sukkot, there the achilas kezayis is not the gufa mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah is the fact that ich zit in a sukkah, that I'm residing in a sukkah right now, that I was saying midiras kva and I'm sitting in a diras aroy. The way that you have to be mekayim that mitzvah tonight is by eating a kezayis. But when I eat the kezayis, it's not the achilas kezayis that's the mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is as ich zit in a sukkah. It's pasukas teishu shivas yomim. What's the nafgamina? In Lomdis, there's a lot of nafgaminas. But what's the nafgamina in halacha? Or nafgamina halacha is whether you would have the halacha of the Rambam, that when it comes to mitzvahs achila, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. The halacha paskins and simon samach and arachayim, that just like by matzah, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, according to the Rambam, even though he paskins and the Shulchan Aruch does mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, matzah is different. Who adin? The kezayis rishoyna, b'leil sukkis. Said Reb Chaim that I disagree. That it could be dafka by Pesach you would have it, by matzah you would have it, because there the achila itself is the mitzvah. But when it comes to sukkis, with achila is just the hechetimtza, the mitzvah of sukkis hechva shivas yamim, there it's going to be different. And another nafkamina maybe would be is if a person sat down and he ate his first kezayis b'leil sukkis with stolen bread, with challah gezula, what would be the halacha? Rabbi Baruch Ber said that the only time you have mitzvah baba aveira is if the chefts of the mitzvah is gezula. Over here, the chefts of the mitzvah is not the challah, the chefts of the mitzvah is the sukkah. And if the chefts of the mitzvah is the sukkah, you wouldn't have the halacha mitzvah baba aveira.